Chapter 15, Worshipping Govardhan Hill. Krishna and Balaram also watched the cowherd men preparing a ceremony. Krishna asked, "My dear father, what is this all about?" Nanda Maharaj said, "My dear boy, our family does this every year. Because we need water so much, we must show thanks to Indra for sending us the clouds to pour down enough rain to grow the vegetables." But Krishna asked his father to stop the sacrifice. "There is no need for this. Please begin a special ceremony to worship the local brahmanas and Govardhan Hill, and let us have nothing to do with Indra. Make very nice food like dal, halava, pakora, puri, sweet rice, sweet ball, sandesh, rasgulla, and ladu. Ask brahmanas to chant Vedic songs and offer grains to the fire. Then decorate all the cows and feed them well. Give money and grains in charity to the brahmanas and feed every man and animal with nice prasadam." After feeding grass to the cows, the ceremony known as Govardhan Puja may begin. "This ceremony will very much satisfy me." And so, Nanda Maharaj called brahmanas and began worshipping Govardhan Hill by chanting and offering tasty prasadam. Everyone in Vrindavan came with their decorated cows. After feeding them, they kept the cows in front and went around Govardhan Hill. The gopis dressed up nicely and sat in bullock carts, chanting about the wonderful things Krishna did. The brahmanas gave their blessings to the cowherd men and their wives, the gopis. Then, in front of everyone, Krishna turned himself into a huge and wonderful form. He said, "I am Govardhan Hill," and he began to eat all the food offered there. When Lord Indra saw that his sacrifice was stopped by Krishna, he became very angry. Indra called for the terrible Samvartaka cloud and said, "Go over Vrindavan and cover everything with floods. I will also go riding on my elephant, along with great storms. I shall use all my strength to punish the people in Vrindavan." Ordered by King Indra, all the dangerous clouds went over Vrindavan and began to pour water with all their strength and power. There was constant thunder and lightning, severe winds and rain. Every man and animal in Vrindavan was shaking with cold and went to Krishna to take shelter. Little Krishna then picked up Govardhan Hill with one hand, exactly as a child picks up a mushroom from the ground. He looked at all the devotees. "My dear brothers, my dear father, my dear friends, now come under the umbrella of Govardhan Hill, which I have just lifted. Do not be afraid that the hill will fall down from my hand." Everyone and their animals stayed there for 1 week without feeling hungry or thirsty. They were simply amazed to see how Krishna held up the mountain with the little finger of his left hand. Seeing the wonderful power of Krishna, Indra, the king of heaven, called for all the clouds and asked them to stop. There was sunshine again, and the strong wind stopped. Now Krishna was known as the lifter of Govardhan Hill. He said, "My dear friends, now you can leave and take your families and things back to your homes, because the danger has now ended. The floods are finished." After they had cleared out everything, Lord Krishna very slowly put Govardhan Hill down where it had been before. Then, going with his dear friends and animals, he went back to his own home. Indra, the king of heaven, understood now that he had behaved very badly and slowly came to say he was sorry to Krishna. "My dear Lord, I was so proud that I thought you were taking my share of the offerings. Now, by your grace, I understand that you are the Supreme Lord. Therefore, my Lord, please forgive me and bless me so that I do not act so foolishly again." Lord Krishna smiled and said, "My dear Indra, I have only stopped your sacrifice to show you that I am always your master. You should always remember that everything you have is coming from me. Everyone should always remember that I am the Supreme Lord." After this, King Indra, the demigods, and the Sarabi cows worshipped Lord Krishna. They bathed him with Ganges water and milk from the Sarabi cows, which could give anything you wished for. Everyone sang and danced, and the demigods poured showers of flowers from the sky. The cows flooded the ground with their milk, and the rivers watered the trees, making nice fruits and flowers of different colors and tastes and smells. The trees poured drops of honey, and the hills and mountains gave nice plants and jewels. Because of Krishna, all these things happened very nicely. And so, King Indra went back to his heavenly kingdom along with all kinds of demigods through outer space.